because of what I do every day at work, I don't want to come home and watch zombie movies or watch movies that are going to accelerate my heart rate and stress me out.
You live that.
I want to come home and smile and fill my heart with love and joy and happiness.
That's beautiful. I love that so much. That is really great.
That's the truth.
I know. That's great. I'm probably going to use that as the little teaser. That was so beautiful. Hello, Mother.
Hello, Jonathan.
That's your radio voice? Hello, Jonathan. Thanks for being on the show. I really appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule, which you actually do. I'm not saying that sarcastically. You really do have a busy schedule. My mom, if you don't know, her name's Marcia. She is a physician's assistant. She is the mid-level medical director at 3 ERs. And then she just got involved with FEMA, and she was dispatched. What do you call that? You were
deployed.
Deployed. Deployed to do some COVID relief things in April, and then again in
Jersey in about April, and August was Texas.
Texas. You were in Houston. So you're a badass, and thank you for that.
And I just opened a med spa.
Oh yeah, we'll plug. We'll plug the med spa. Anybody in Florida, she does a med spa, and she's getting a van that she can
travel. It'll be here January. Yep.
January. So you can get all your Botox needs. What do you do on that? What do you do for that?
Filler and Botox right now.
Filler and Botox. Fantastic. Another funny story real quick, since she's on here. If people know me, I do the eyebrow thing. I was on TV for it and all that. I do the warm with my eyebrows. And,
do it now. Do it. Let me see it.
Mom, this is a podcast.
Aww.
So people just listen to it. All right, I'm gonna put my eyebrows right next to the camera and see if you guys can hear my eyebrows. Ready?
I hear it.
No, you don't. No, but what's funny is when I was younger, if I would talk back to my mom, she would threaten me and say, if you talk back to me one more time, I'm going to Botox your forehead so you can't do that with your eyebrows. And
correct.
Yeah. So that, I mean, it really didn't stop me from talking back, unfortunately, but it did scare me a little
bit. Was it the Botox or the needles that scared you? I don't know.
All of the above. You in general. Just kidding. But the reason why you're on this show is because you have a crazy obsession with Hallmark.
Who?
Yes, you. Hallmark Christmas movies you are obsessed with. Talk about your obsession with Hallmark Christmas movies.
So you've actually interrupted me on my day off. I'm actually on my third one for the day.
Good God. And it's just so, and you know, we're recording this at 3:30 in the afternoon, and she's already watched
three
Hallmark movies.
And I record the Hallmark Channel, Hallmark Movie and Mystery Channel, Lifetime Hallmark Channel, and I just found another channel that has Hallmark movies, so I got two going at once being recorded.
Good Lord.
And let's not forget Netflix is trying to do its thing. So it is an obsession. It's just something I've always done. I love it. I have my Christmas Hallmark authentic pajamas.
Authentic? What does that mean? It's authentic.
That means I ordered it through Hallmark.
Oh, cool. And legit. What is it?
It just came out this year. They're Hallmark Christmas movie pajamas.
What do you have other gear?
I have Hallmark Christmas movie watching sweatshirt, socks, coffee mugs.
And I think
I have that. Don't forget the t-shirt Josh bought me last year for Christmas that says, mom of future Hallmark movie star. That's
thank
my
you.
Favorite.
Thank you. Thank you.
They did have auditions they were looking for in Florida to be a walk-on when they did a Hallmark movie last year. I did send in my name, but they didn't pick me. I was
oh, man.
I know.
I'm sorry. I will.
I know.
If anybody out there is filming a Hallmark movie, my mom just wants to be a walk-on. That's all she wants.
I won't say a word. I'll smile and wave.
Perfect. That's exactly what people want in background, is someone looking directly at the camera, smiling and waving. You would be that person.
Yes, I would.
So
they would have to do like a whole bunch of takes. Excuse me, let's do it. Take two. And I'd be a director's nightmare.
Yes, you would. No, you'd be a joy.
A joy.
You'd be a nightmare. A joyous nightmare. If you ever have an autobiography, the title should be A Joyous Nightmare.
I like it.
I like
sure.
it too. Okay. Yeah. But I think the coolest thing I think you have is you have Hallmark wine.
I do. If people could see it, I would have showed it.
But so what is it? Where did you get that?
I ordered a case through Hallmark.
They have wine. They have found their niche
they
with you.
Market,
I feel like,
yeah.
Have you got everything on their website?
Yeah, I have everything. And I ordered a case of wine, but I have friends who do the same thing. So I have my friend Christina. She's the one, she texted me last year when it came out. She said, hey, check this out. Her husband just ordered her a bottle. I'm like, really? I just ordered a case. I'm with you.
So how many do you think, and it's okay, it's the pandemic, you have your days off, you do what you want. How many bottles, because you say you got a case, how many bottles this year, this holiday season of Hallmark wine have you gone through?
Five.
That's actually not bad.
I have one bottle left. I gave away two.
Aw.
So I really didn't get to drink all of them. Aww. All of them, right? Because I only got, a case is 12, right?
Yeah, so I think you either...
Wait a minute. Wait
did you
a
drink
minute.
More or did you give away more?
Wait a minute. A case, yeah, I got 12 bottles. So I gave away three bottles.
Okay.
You and I had one,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I think I have two bottles left. And I'm trying to do it slowly. So on Christmas Day, that would be my last one.
Nice.
I'm spacing it appropriately.
Now, what about Hallmark movies interests you?
The Christmas decorations, the people are gorgeous. The main characters are just beautiful. I love looking at the men and the women, just gorgeous. The storylines are just uplifting. Who doesn't love a happy ending? I hate when people say, oh, it's the same thing all the time. It's so cheesy. It's not cheesy. It's happy. Why don't you want to see people happy? Yeah, I like seeing people happy.
Totally. I get that. But do you think it's realistic?
Yes.
Well, that's the thing. Man, I really wanted you to say no. But
hence my own social dilemmas.
So you think all of that like really does exist? All of the...
It does. Funny story. True story. A few relationships in my life, that's how they get to me. We could be a Hallmark movie. I am your Hallmark movie. Do you know how many times that's been said to me?
Oh.
Yeah, liars. Liars!
Well, I think that comes with you realizing that that's not real. No matter, like...
It's real. It's out there. There are people who have it.
Mom.
Listen, I had a patient in the ER the other day, 92 years old, married over 70 years. I had to admit him. Wife was at home, could not take care of herself, would not stay. He needed to be admitted until we promised him she was taken care of. Children were nowhere in the vicinity to help. So we made arrangements for her to come to the hospital to be admitted for care. So he would stay and be admitted. And we actually arranged for them to be in the same room.
Well, that's very nice.
And his words to me were, I need to see her just 15 more minutes. Please don't deprive me of that. If that's not a Hallmark movie, I don't know what is.
All right. That's fair. That is fair. But you, okay. I mean, that, yeah, no, that's, yeah, you're right.
Right? I am. Hallmark is just pretty.
But they had complications as well. Like, it's not like, the things that I think are unrealistic are like in those Hallmark movies, you only see the good stuff or the dramatic bad stuff that adds to the plot. But like, it's not real in the fact that like, you don't just meet someone, bump into each other at a coffee shop and fall madly in love. That doesn't happen.
Yes, it does.
Tell me someone you actually know that has happened. Yeah, exactly.
I can't think now, I'm not but saying, there's multiple people.
I'm not saying love doesn't exist. I'm not saying that. But I just think those movies are... Because like what you just said about your relation, like past relationships, like you expect that. I feel like it's giving like these false expectations when you think that all of that really does exist, which again, there are certain circumstances. Yes. But you don't think it like gives false expectations?
No. But for me personally, besides that, because of what I do every day at work, I don't want to come home and watch zombie movies or watch movies that are going to accelerate my heart rate and stress me out.
You live that.
I want to come home and smile and fill my heart with love and joy and happiness.
That's beautiful. I love that so much. That is really great.
That's the truth.
I know. That's great. I'm probably going to use that as the little teaser. That was so beautiful.
So remember that next time you tease me.
The teasing's never going to stop. I will continuously tease you for loving Hallmark Christmas movies. Are there any that people should watch this year that have came out? Like, are there any that stand out to you? Like, give me three. I know you could go on forever.
Okay, so give me three. I can't give you the names.
Okay. I would love to hear these.
I wish you would have told me, because actually there are some really good ones this year.
I would love you just to explain the ones. I like that you don't have the names, because I want to hear your description of these Hallmark movies.
Well, first of all, let me tell you. So, of course, we can't watch the ones with, what's her face? Lori Loughlin anymore, because she's in jail.
That is correct.
I can't say nothing. We'll let that go. However, so the first thing I generally do is look for my favorite celebrities, right? So remember we used to watch Royal Pains and the, I forgot her name. Oh my goodness. I can't think of her name. She's got long blonde wavy hair. One of my favorite lovey-dovey actresses. So whenever she's in it, I watch it.
Okay.
And she was in one this year. Spectacular.
Oh.
I'll have to tell you the name. Well, next time.
Give me like the plot in two sentences.
Wait, and then Candace Cameron Bure, amazing.
She's from Full House fan.
Full House. And then the one from, I can't think of her name. She's got black hair. She was on a TV show I used to watch.
A TV show as a kid.
Even Stevens? No. Danica. No, Danica? I think her name is Danica something. Anyway, I love her. Anyway.
Danica? Okay.
I think that's her name. I don't remember. So let's see. My favorite one this year. Oh, my God. My favorite one was actually last year, and I got such a kick out of it because it was a family, but it was this single woman who was fancy schmancy, and she had this big, fancy, beautiful house she just bought, and she invited the family home for Christmas. And, you know, she's like me, so she likes it just so. Well, they all come. One sister comes with her big, huge dog. The other sister comes with the two young kids. They trash the house. And of course, she falls in love with her neighbor across the street who's single. It was awesome. I loved it because I loved the house.
And you like, it was like mayhem, right? Like
it was mayhem. Like, yeah. Yeah, I love that. So that had a little bit of a different twist. Most of them, so the one I'm watching now, that you interrupted me, but I'm taping. I'm going to go back. Is a twist on Cinderella. Got to have one of those.
How is it a twist? Is it just like the Cinderella type of story, but nowadays? Yes,
at a Christmas ball.
Good God.
It looks amazing.
But now when you, like, how, like, is it, is there a glass slipper and all of that?
There's going to be a mask. I didn't get to it because I'm just starting to watch it.
Gotcha.
And then the best ones are the royal ones with the, where she doesn't know she's working for a prince. And she's the caretaker for the children.
Just the fact that you say those ones, like, because there are so many of them.
There's usually two a year. There's usually about two a year of these made-up countries. I can't even pronounce the names. But they're awesome. I love them.
I love that.
They're awesome. Or you have the one, there's a really good one in Venice. This was a good one. She was a violinist. In Venice, that was a new one this year. And, you know, I like to travel.
Mm-hmm.
So I think one year I will have to go do Christmas in Vienna because of the Hallmark movie. It was
Venice or Vienna?
Oh, I mean Vienna. Not Venice. Oh. Vienna. It was spectacular.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
And then they had one in somewhere in Germany. No, Bavaria, where they had a chocolate competition.
This is a movie?
Yeah, it's a Hallmark movie. So I need to go there for Christmas. I need to find that town. I want to go to that town.
That town? Watch this, Mom. That town is in LA at a soundstage.
No, it's not. They're on location.
Okay. They very well might be. All right. So before we get that was a lot.
You want to come with me?
I mean, I'll travel with you, sure. Okay, that would be fun. Uh-huh. I don't know. Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Christmas in Vienna.
A Hallmark Christmas. We can, like, yeah. We'll figure that out.
Make a podcast from there.
Sure. We could do a Hallmark podcast. That's funny. So I won't be home for Christmas this year.
No.
No. So how do you feel about that?
I hate it. I hate it. I have another care package for you.
Oh,
you
need nice.
There's one more little package you have to have. So I'm getting ready to ship that out. I'm glad I didn't send you sentimental ornaments. I should have probably sent you yours. But you see, with the ornaments I sent you for your cute little tree.
Mm-hmm.
But if I send you them, then I don't have them.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
I thought about that. I'm like, I can't do it.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
I hate you not being home for Christmas, but you've been traveling a lot and the pandemic is actually getting worse right now.
Yeah.
And it worries me. So I need you to stay put for right now.
Totally.
So we'll FaceTime and everything when the girls are here.
Yeah.
And you made the apartment look adorable.
Thank you.
So you can be okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine. I'll make
you got all your main presents anyway.
Yeah. So for those of you who care, I don't know if I'll even put this in, but for those of you who care, my mom got me an air fryer, so I just made a couple
air fryer grill.
Air fryer grill. It can saute, it can steam, it can bake. So I've been putting it to use. I made homemade French fries last night that were really, really good. And then she also got me a Keurig. Did Dad go in on that with you?
A mini. Yeah. All the gifts are from us.
Yeah. So they're from my mom and Dad. They're divorced, but they're friends now, which is weird, but that's for another podcast.
That'd be a good podcast.
Oh, that would be. That could.
That would be very good.
Well, I thank you for taking the time out of your Hallmark day. To Zoom with
anything
me and to
for
do
you.
This. Oh, thank you to do this podcast. Any final words? Anything else?
I love you. I miss you. Everybody, listen to their podcast.
What's it called?
Wait.
I know you never remember the names of anything. So
just a couple of chestnuts.
Sure. It's a couple of chestnuts. Yeah, you added the just, but
a couple of chestnuts.
That's funny. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. I love you too, and I miss you too.
Love you. Mwah.
Mwah.
Bye. Peace out.
Okay. Well, that's my mom. So happy to have her on the show. Make sure to go check out Majestic Med Spa LLC if you're in Florida. Thanks for listening to A Couple of Chestnuts. Make sure to subscribe, like, comment, share, hug, massage, whatever you do. Just do it. Thanks for listening.
We're a couple of chestnuts.